Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16. Hallelujah. To just set the theme for the month. And then every four Sundays we have, I will take you through the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16. Can we all read together? Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16. And Ruth said, can we read together? Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people and thy God, my God. Ruth is a story of love. Ruth is a story of loyalty. Now, are these forgotten words? We find these as really forgotten words these days in the dictionary. We don't love as we ought to love. How do you evaluate your love life? Not only to your wife, but your love life is evaluated by how you react to your enemies. How you love the Lord. So Ruth is a beautiful portrait of God's love and loyalty. Which means everybody say loyalty. Loyalty. Hallelujah. Yesterday Salman Khan's brother was arrested. Not arrested, in fact questioned. You know what? All the IPL matches which we see, that is also a bit what to do. Hallelujah. Everything is running. Reality shows are fake shows. How many of you know that? Reality shows are fake shows. They are scripted. And you go and see who is going to win and put votes so that they will get money. Hallelujah. So we live in a world of fake. Hallelujah. The truth is the one who said in John chapter 14 and verse 6, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one goes to the Father but by me. Now I want to just take you to four things to which you have to be committed to, and then make some announcement and give the stage to our dear brother Glenn. If you take Ruth chapter 1 and verse 1, 2, 3 and 4, we will go through that, okay? Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. Now Bethlehem, if you have your Bible, I encourage all of you to bring your Bible, not your mobile devices, your Bible. You underline that, or you circle that word Bethlehem. Bethlehem means house of bread. House of bread. Now there was famine in the house of bread. And like many of us, hallelujah, we are situational in response. Everybody say situational. When a chameleon, when you throw stone at it, what will it do? Have you seen chameleon? These days and all, we don't see chameleon. We only see that thing in the mobile. Chameleon is a good, like a lizard. When you throw stone at it, it changes its colors. Many believers are like that. Hallelujah. Situational believers. Hallelujah. Now, in the house of bread, there was famine. And Elimelech, the word meaning of Elimelech. Now, you circled Elimelech, and that is in verse 2, and say, God is my king. God is my king. The word of meaning of Elimelech is, God is my king. So Bethlehem, house of bread, famine came. Elimelech went to Moab. Moab is a place of sin. Like Bangalore. You can live together, live with whomever you want. Yesterday I saw the Anglican Church inviting LGBT people as bishops. They want to give bishop thing to the Anglican Royal Church of England. LGBT people. You know LGBT? Or I am... Hallelujah. LGBT. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, friends, in Europe, many churches are being changed into pubs. You know why? Because there is no life in the Christianity. There is no commitment. Lack of commitment. Ruth is a story of commitment. Commitment to the Lord. And in this story of commitment, we see Elimelech, who is called to be God as my king. Then word meaning is God as my king. But God was not his king. He goes to Moab. You know how Moab was born? In Genesis 19. You should look in Genesis 19. Where Lot's children lied down with their own father. And Lot's children were called as Moab and Ammon. Now who was Lot? Abraham called him. And said, hey son, come. Abraham was like a father to Lot. But there was some confusion, jagada. And Abraham said, see, friend, brother, or son, we cannot live together. Fighting is going on. So Lot said, correctly said, he should have stayed with Abraham. But where did he go? Like chameleon Christians, he went to Hollywood. Yeah. He went to Hollywood. Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know what happened to his wife? She's still standing there, it seems. I do not know. I will tell about it later. But she's standing there. And the two children. How many of you know that when you go to a culture, the cultural pattern comes to you? Know that? You go to America, some Indians who have gone there. When they come back, first say, hey, Pastor, how are you? Brother, you come here. I sent you all right. What happened to your... Somebody twisted. The Americans have their own way of talking. You come and frang. You don't do that. Why? That culture has already set. Then when you sweep the ground, they will have dust allergy. Earlier, they were in the dust only, full time in dust only. Now, dust allergy. Man, dust you are and dust to your return. Don't tell dust allergy. If you're dust allergy, then you're not formed from dust. Some personal comments. But in Bangalore, when you grow, your children get that character. You know what is the Bangalore character? Not at all loyal. No commitment at all. One, you are in one job, your eyes are on the other company. When will I jump? Because you want your monetary benefits, that's okay. And then your response is, hey, how are you, man? Cool, man. How are you doing, man? Oh, fine, man. Come to the pastor, also baggy pen, they'll put in, Pastor, how are you doing, man? Oh, I'm fine, dude. But when thing comes, nobody will be there for anybody. This is Bangalore culture. Your children, knowingly or unknowingly, are growing there. If you are going back on your commitment to the Lord, you are going in danger. Lot, you're supposed to be with Abraham. Some boundaries are good. Some boundaries are good. Hallelujah. I'm not going to expound it further. Next week you come. Brother Glenn is here. Hallelujah. So you are committed. Number one, you should be committed to the house of God, the church. That's what it says. House of bread. House of bread means you get food from here. How many of you get food from Shelter House? You should be committed to the house of God. Not just coming once in a week and, Pastor, how are you doing? Praise the Lord. Now, bye-bye. Next week we'll see. That's not what love is. It moves on. What happens from Monday to Saturday? Where are you? How is your commitment to the house? How many of you are thinking that this Sunday new soul should come? How many of you are working towards that? If you are not doing that, you are less committed. And the message of Ruth is commitment brings blessing. Everybody say, commitment brings blessing. So Elimelech goes from the house of bread to a sensual culture. Sensual culture, Moab. Everything is fine there. And the Bible says next, Naomi, circle that and write. The word meaning of Naomi is pleasant one. So Naomi also goes there. It's a small family, nuclear family. And verse 4 says, and they took wives of... by verse 3, Elimelech dies. Tragedy. Die. Hallelujah. Friend, I want to tell you, don't be situational Christians. Stay committed to your calling. So, committed to the house of God. Number one, committed to Bethlehem. Elimelech, stay committed to your calling. Calling, God is my king. Let God be your king in every decision that you make. Naomi was committed to her character. Otherwise, later in the verse, when daughters-in-law run away from their mother-in-law, what forced Ruth to stay close to the mother-in-law? How many of you know the most dangerous relationship, other than in Brother Naveen's house? Daughter-in-law, mother-in-law. They are a very good, very, very good family to model. I always have imagined how they do it, and I am still not able to understand it. Hallelujah. Lakshmi Amma is such a good mother-in-law and mother. Hallelujah. Otherwise, I should have gone there. I want to tell you, friends, I never went even once to solve any of their conflict. Why? Because they live as a family together. God bless you. Amen. Not because there are no problems, but God is leading them. Probably. Amen. Yeah. Amen. But Ruth, there is nothing for us to follow Naomi. Naomi lost her husband. Two children died. Who would want to follow her? Her family is in a mess. Tragedy. Drama. Everything is happening there. But Ruth says, then you look at that verse 9, okay? The Lord grant you that you may find rest. Now Naomi is telling, now I am going back to Bethlehem. I am going back to Bethlehem. I am going back to where, because in verse 6 it says, the Lord had visited his people. I want to tell you, God will visit his people. There might be some time of famine, don't worry, but God will definitely visit his people. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Famine is the test of your life. Don't seek God because you think everything will go well in your life. But when everything goes wrong in your life, are you able to follow God? Are you committed in your relationship with him? Are you committed in your character? Naomi was a pleasant character. And 1 verse 16 is a covenant. Even when I got married to Sheba, the person officiating minister told me to tell this to her, and she told it to me. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. The people shall be my people. When she said that, she came out from her Tamilian culture and she started embracing the Malayali culture. And when I said that, I left Malayali culture and started embracing the Tamilian culture. Dr. Sir, why are you laughing? Hallelujah. That's the power of covenant. Commitment. Ruth was committed. Ruth was staying. And we see that Orpah was a stiff-necked. Orpah means stiff-necked. Underline, circle that as a stiff-necked. So she also raised a cry. That cry was not out of her heart. She also cried, but she went back to her God. But Ruth saw something very special in Naomi. Friend, I pray that you will all be trustworthy. Look at verse 18. Naomi says, when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left speaking with her. She said, okay, you come with me. Your God shall be my God. And Hebrew history says, Orpah had a very miserable life. She went back to Moab. Don't you think she made a good choice according to us? Because Naomi is a tragedy. Who would want to be with Naomi? But Orpah went back to enjoy. You know, enjoying. Everything is there. Sensual culture is there. She has many husbands. Who everything can be done. But Ruth forsook her pleasure. She said, wherever you go, I will go. You might be nearing your death also, no problem. But I know there is a God whom you serve. And Naomi reflected that, I believe. That's why she said that your God shall be my God. Verse 20 says, I want to leave with this exhortation. The last verse in that chapter says, Naomi returned. And it says in verse 19, when they came to Bethlehem, the city was moved about them. City was moved. Hey, who is coming? Naomi, Naomi, Naomi. Naomi said, hey, don't call me Naomi. Naomi means pleasant. Call me Mara. I am bitter. I went full, but I am coming back empty because God Almighty did it. Excuse me, Naomi, you're telling a testimony. What is this testimony all about? How many of you will tell the testimony? When I had nothing, God brought me up. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Immediately you're all happy. My parents say, at least in your church, there's a blessing. I said, what blessing? People all are going outside. I said, yeah, probably. Thank God. Nobody who said Pastor Ashley is the pastor has gone bad. Their bank balances has increased. Their car, people came in cycle, they are in bike. Children came, husband came, wife came. What all? Well, we are men of God. We stand and pray for you. Yeah. What do you say? Yeah. But how many of you have heard this testimony? I went full, came back empty. God Almighty did with me. What testimony is this? That is Naomi. She was ready to embrace the teaching of God. See, many a time troubles come in our life. Troubles are the best teachers you have. King David said, it is good for me that I was in trouble so that I could learn about God. Amen. Are you learning something? And the Bible, that chapter ends with the harvest. She's going back with Ruth. Coming with Naomi is a Moabite woman. Who is this Moabite woman? City is all talking about it. The best thing, you know, some people are reaping tragedies after tragedies and tragedies, but they are not going back. What was the wise decision that Naomi took? She said, I am going to go back to Bethlehem. I am going to go back. God has visited his people. If you and me were there, would you go? I don't think so. Because we have the Bangalore culture. You know what is Bangalore culture? Once I go, I will not go back. You're getting addi after addi. Problem after problem. Naomi said, I am going back. I want to be with God. I want to go with God's people. Somebody said, praise the Lord. See, don't be too private in life. I would say that. You know, I have grown up in the traditional Pentecostal church. Okay? If there was a problem, I have seen people who have no job, a family will tell, Pastor, you come and pray. You just come and be with us. We are praying. You just come and share the word. 7 days, no food, we are praying. 7th day, the passport has come stamped with visa. I have seen it with my eyes. These days, if somebody lose their job, nobody will know, not even their wife will know. Friends, Bangalore culture is erratic to spiritual culture. If you have any problem, let your pastor and co-believers know. Lift your hands and say, it is okay. Say, it is perfectly okay for the pastor and believers to know the trouble I am going through so that I have a family to walk with. Yeah. Don't think pastor is busy. No, no, no! When there is a sickness, when medical reports come, don't look for anything. Sit prayer. Prayer heals. Isn't it, Dr. Saab? Hallelujah. Don't be too private. Don't be too Bangalorized. Let's be spiritualized. Because the harvest is coming. Lift your hands and say, harvest is coming. May you be blessed according to that. A harvest is coming. A harvest is coming. God is going to stand for you. God is going to stand by you. God is going to lead you into a harvest. Somebody who believed it, clap your hands and said, praise the Lord.